0 TR Mobile.
OTR, this is KO4HKX. Patrick here on this end.
Good morning, Patrick. Oh, I was just typing in a response to my daughter here. She told me I'm waiting on the wife. She's in, let me turn this other radio down, Patrick. Excuse me. Waiting on her. She's in an eye clinic here getting her eyes examined. The daughter said to download some games, Luminosity, Candy Crush, good boredom games. I told her that'd make me more like people around me. And I told her normal people worry me. I've been reading Air and Space magazine from the Smithsonian about hackers' attempts to fault airliners. And then talking to my friends on the radio. Go ahead, Patrick.
Into those games on my phone either. It's just a waste of time. I got better things to do than that for me.
People, I love to talk to people. I never met a stranger. I'm from Kansas, kind of like Will Rogers there from Oklahoma. And you go into these places and people stick their head in their phone just to avoid talking to anybody.
That either. My job, but I talk to people all day long, so it just comes natural, I guess.
Well, what do you do, Patrick? I'm retired. I retired and been retired about 10 years, a little of both, and enjoying it very much. Live in Greer up between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson.
Mobile tool franchise here, and I run it in Greenville and Greer, but I live up in Brevard, North Carolina.
Snap-on?
Matco.
That's great. And congratulations on owning that. I have seen those trucks, but I can't remember if it said Matco tool or wood on the side of them, Patrick. But that's nice that you get to meet a lot of people. I used to look forward to the salesman coming in. I was a head electrician at our plant for 32 years in Kansas at a machine shop, and it was always enjoyable to get to talk to the guys from Norman Electronics and General Machinery and different places like that that called on us.
I was a mechanic for 20 years before this, so I don't know. I guess it's just kind of my thing.
So, well, I was just looking at the weather up there this morning and the last several days, and thank God for South Carolina and that we're here. We lived in the southeast corner of Kansas, in Pittsburgh, the very southeast tip, 125 miles south of Kansas City, in the opposite corner. And it's not going to be above freezing until next Friday, I think. And one day, let me see, this is Thursday, I think, Saturday or Sunday, something like that, it's going to be 9 below 0 there.
Oh, thank you, I'll pass. I live where it's cold enough in western North Carolina there in Brevard, because it's usually about 10 degrees cooler than it is down here.
Even, we live 14 miles northeast of Greenville. And even that short distance, we're still at 935 feet above sea level, which is the same as we were in Kansas, actually. But we're probably that much variation from downtown Greenville, which is 14 miles away. I don't know if I attribute that to all of the heat generated by the asphalt or the buildings loss or what, but and then a lot of the reports come from GSP. And we're cooler than they are there, which is about 10 minutes south of us.
Anyhow, just a little bit of change in distance or raise in elevation can make that big a difference in things, though. But where I'm at, I'm about 2,200 feet above sea level.
I was talking to my good friend Bob, ND7J, up in Hendersonville. He lives in a little town just east of there. I can't remember right now the name of it, but it's almost downtown Hendersonville out there in the orchards. And He was on here just a short time ago. There's been some tropospheric ducting busting in and out here this morning, but not surprised with the fog. We've got, oh, at times, quarter-mile visibility here. This is N0TR.
This morning when I believe it was you and Rusty talking, I believe it was. I'm not sure, though. I listen more than I talk on here.
W4NGU, North Greenville University, or Never Give Up. And he was headed to work at the university, and a good friend of ours. And always enjoy talking to Phil, and a lot of guys here on this repeater, just really great to talk to. Met a fantastic amount of people down here. It was kind of a dying thing up there in Kansas. Our club was down to nothing, and the repeater had been moved from 800 feet up on the TV tower. Insurance kicked us off, and the liability part, and they moved it down to 189 feet, and that made a big difference in coverage on the 9-4 repeaters up there.
Well, up in Transylvania County where I live, there isn't even a club, and you never hear any traffic other than on this repeater here at all.
It's an exceptional repeater, I'll tell you. And we really enjoy it. Well, you'll find this to be stupid, but I've heard Brevard many, many times. But we don't go a whole lot. I'm 73 and wife's 72. And where's that at from Greenville?
Northwest. About 45 miles.
Got a good idea where you're at there. Well, I don't believe we've ever been there. The daughter used to take us out to different waterfalls and things like that around here. It's really beautiful here. Now, up in Kansas, we lived at the gateway to the Ozarks, so it was nothing like western Kansas where we lived at. It was flat, but not that flat. And we could be in the Ouachita National Forest within about 30, 40 minutes. And so it was very much like these old mountains are here. Nothing jagged like the Rockies, but it was beautiful to ride down there on a motorcycle. We used to go to the Queen Wilhelmina Inn on Ritz Mountain down on the Trail of Tears at Mena, Arkansas. There's some gorgeous country down there. You probably get out and about. What's your perimeter on your route?
I do part of Greer, Cherrydale area, over into part of Easley. I cover a big old Traveler's Rest up 14 where you're at. I've got some shops down below you there, the Tractor Place, another little shop that opened up there. So I'm all over the place up in the upstate here.
We just haven't been doing much at all with this stupid COVID virus going around. We finally did get our first shot and scheduled for our second one in March. Thankful to get that. Phil and his wife got theirs yesterday or day before. And it's a good thing. So be sure and get that. You know, I worked a tiny bit of HF last night. I don't know if you work any or not. I work a lot of Morse code, but haven't done a lot of that lately because the propagation has just stunk lately.
Got into the HF. I just got my license in September of last year, so I'm still really new to all of it, just trying to learn as I go. I've been talking with Ken and Ed of a morning, and Andrew, learning a little bit from them. Maybe going to meet up with Ken to look in a little more on the HF and see what it's all about.
This is N0TR. Well, Patrick, it's a lot of fun. I've done it since 1994. And I wish I'd have done it 20 years earlier. I'm not a real competitor as far as I don't do contesting and that. I'll get on there if there's a contest on and cherry pick some of the stations if I need them. But I've been a ham about 27 years, and I guess that makes me an old-timer. And I just do it for the enjoyment of it. And I talked to a guy outside of Strasbourg in France last night, actually. He wasn't in Germany. He was in France. And I talked to a Russian for a little bit on CW. But those are pretty normal contacts. They're not exotic by any means. But if I see them on there, I'll work them anyways just for keeping up the code in my head. Back to you, Patrick.
Of course, code takes a little bit of work to get it to. I haven't even ventured into those waters yet. And you was talking about living next to the Ozarks up in Brevard or Transylvania County. We've got the entrance to the Pisgah National Forest and also DuPont State Forest. I'm 10 minutes away from either one of them.
Well, we've been up to the Pisgah Inn one time, but there was so many people there, we just turned around and went out. A friend of ours, if you ever hear him on here, NY4G, November Yankee 4 Golf, Ariel. He's up in that area a lot. He does summits on the air. And he'll go out and climb a mountain. I just yesterday have him up on a summit. And he works with very low power equipment that he backpacks with him. And there's quite a few people getting into that. I admire them for doing it, but I couldn't walk those trails that they go up if my life depended on it. But there's so many different aspects of ham radio, and they're all enjoyable. I like sideband and Morse code only, and I've done a little bit of RTTY, but not a lot. But I like the Morse code the best because it's the best mode of operation, in my opinion, and the most reliable because of its narrow bandwidth. And you'll be on there talking to people all over the world while sideband is totally dead as far as DX goes. But the good point is we're on the uphill slope of the 11-year sun cycle, Patrick, and you'll be able to talk to Australia on a walkie-talkie if the conditions get right and we get enough sunspots.
Definitely be interesting, and I look forward to it. Like I said, it's all new to me, so I love to learn new things. That's what I liked about working on cars, and now that I'm selling tools, that's the main thing I miss is the challenge of just learning something new and trying to figure something out.
My old neighbor used to say when you get too old to learn, it's time to die. And I agree with it. It's always very, very interesting to learn something new. Now, some of it, I'm getting to the point where I don't enjoy these new menu-operated radios and having to figure that out at times. I could kill them for that, but it does work. It works great, and I stumble through it. But there's always a lot of folks here on the radio that'll help you with most anything, and a lot more knowledgeable than you or I. It's like getting in a fight. You know, there's always a loser and a worse loser, and there's always somebody out there that's going to whip you. Same with ham radio. There's always somebody out there that's much, much smarter than each individual is, and that's the beauty of it, because you can glean from their experience, and they're all willing to help, and no charge. You can't be free. Patrick, I'll let you go. I got to get out and walk a little bit. I'm starting to get a leg cramp, and I'm going to walk in and use the facility here while I'm still waiting on my wife to be checked for her eyes, and she's got, I don't know what stage of cataracts, but we all get them eventually. You have a nice day, Patrick. Pleasure's all mine. Enjoyed talking to you this morning. Don't be a stranger. This is N0TR, Tom. Bye for now.
N0TR, this is KO4HKX. Tom, I enjoyed the conversation. Nice to finally talk to you. I've heard you on here quite a bit. But I'll say 7-3 to you, and look forward to talking to you later. Have a good day.
yards clear.